بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned افضل ذكر لا اله الا الله The most virtuous of dhikr is لا اله الا الله This is unanimous After tilawat of the Quran, the greatest of the adhkar, dhikr is La ilaha illallah. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-imanu bid'u wa sab'una shu'ba. That iman has plus minus 70 branches. So iman is like a tree and it has 70 branches. Fa'afdaluha La ilaha illallah. The greatest of these branches, قولوا لا إله إلا الله, is لا إله إلا الله. وأدناها إماتة الأذى عن الطريق. The lowest of these branches is to remove an obstacle, a harmful obstacle from the path, so that a person does not get hurt. And والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. Modesty is part of iman. But أفضلها لا إله إلا الله. The greatest of all these branches is لا إله إلا الله. لا, we are negating every deity worthy of being, of every deity that is being worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're saying, لا إله. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped. There is no ma'bud, nothing that can be worshipped إلا الله besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our ma'bud حقيقي, masjood حقيقي, maqsood. He is our object. Allah is the most powerful. He is our creator. He is our khaliq. He is our raziq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our malik. So la ilaha, we are saying la to every other ilah besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're making nafi, negating and isbat. We are establishing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore kalima la ilaha illallah is known as kalima tayyiba. It is known as kalima tawheed, kalima ikhlas, kalima taqwa. These are the words that have been described in the various kitabs, describing La ilaha illallah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach him some dhikr. Allah says, recite La ilaha illallah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu mentioned, Oh Allah, this dhikr is for everybody. I want something exclusive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explained the greatness and the loftiness and the importance of La ilaha illallah. Oh Musa, if you please, it's seven earths and whatever it contains on one side of a scale and you place La ilaha illallah on the other side, La ilaha illallah will outweigh the seven worlds and whatever it contains. Allah has given us this La ilaha illallah. All the mashayikh in tazkiyah, in tasawuf, they say the most powerful mu'athir dhikr is La ilaha illallah. It is for the tathir of the batin. It has the most greatest effect in cleansing and purifying the filth that has settled in our heart. All the spiritual maladies that the person has, the most effective dhikr is La ilaha illallah. When a person recites La ilaha illallah in abundance, then a time comes when this batin, the inner side, becomes spark and saf. Nur enters this heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes nur come into this heart. This heart becomes brightened, illuminated. And La ilaha illallah protects a person from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashayikh have mentioned, Allah ki ghazab se rokta hai. It protects the person from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, laysa la hijabun dun Allah, hatta takhrusa ilayhi. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person says, La ilaha illallah, then there is no hijab, there is no barrier, there is no veil, there is no curtain, there is no wall, there is no obstruction for La ilaha illallah until it reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. So we are so fortunate Allah has given us this La ilaha illallah. Allah has given us the opportunity. Mashayikh say that the shart, the condition is that a person should say La ilaha illallah with ikhlas, with sincerity, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more azmat a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, then the greater the barakat he will see, the greater the effects he will see, the greater the nur he will see. When he says La ilaha illallah, he ponders that everything in the world he is negating. He's saying La to everything. All the carnal pleasures he has, the shahwat, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, the malice, all the filthy things that has corroded his heart. We did in Monday night majlis, hubbe jah, hubbe ba, the desire for fame, barab banna, to become big, and hubbe jah, hubbe ba is shahwat, the evil passions that the person has, to na jaiz tariqe se, apne shahwat ko pura karna, the wrong ways and the evil ways of fulfilling one's desire. We say la to all those things and we fill our hearts with the azmat of Allah. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, we put Allah in our heart. So then inshallah we will find the nur, the barakat, the effect of la ilaha illallah. Mashayikh in tasawuf have mentioned, agar kisi ne koi maqam tak pahuncha aur hasil kiya aur maqam ko tek kar diya tasawuf mein in tazkiya, we have different marahil and stages. A person is a beginner and then he makes an effort, he becomes a person now in the middle rank, and then he continues until he becomes right of the highest level and he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, the mashayikh say that if any person has reached high maqams in tasawuf and tazkiya of his batin, it is through la ilaha illallah. Therefore you find every sheikh prescribing la ilaha illallah. Person takes bayat, what zikr should I make? Sheikh will say la ilaha illallah 100 times. Sit in solitude and say la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Then inshallah if we take the name of Allah with azmat, we will find the change in our life. And by kathrat dhikr, we mentioned the other day also the ilaj of the shahwat, the ilaj of hubbi jah and hubbi ba is kathrat dhikr. The more dhikr you make, inshallah, of course, with the advice and guidance of a sheikh, a mentor, because on our own we will do something wrong, and therefore they will guide us. There are some people who have weak hearts, some people cannot make so much of dhikr, so then we will take guidance and advice from them. Nonetheless, dhikrullah is extremely powerful, and the most effective of all azkar is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illa Allah, 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 Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد ببارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين اللهم لغناكم عافرما همالي خطاكم عافرما اللهم كمزورهم ضعيفه يا الله مجرمه يا الله غنيغاره يا الله فقيره يا الله يا الله يا غني حميد يا الله يا الله you are totally independent my Allah you are full of praise my Allah يا الله you are Samad you are Benyaz يا الله we require you my Allah we are muhtaj upon you my Allah make us to zakirin shakirin make our tongues be moist with your dhikr my Allah fill our heart with your noor my Allah fill our heart with ishq al-muhabbat ishq al-muhabbat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Protect us from all type of gunas and masiyat and dhunub and atham and sins, my Allah. Protect us from jahi guna, bahi guna. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of maladies, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, become happy with us. Give us a strong iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Make us muttaqeen. Make us abrar. Make us muqarrabeen. Make us maqbuleen. Make us mukhliseen. Make us mukhlaseen. Ya Allah, accept us, my Allah. Make us from your awliya-i kamileen, siddiqeen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good moth, my Allah. Give us moth in Medina Sharif, value in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hold the kothar water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi. Make our rozi come to us with ease and asan, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimari hum ko shifa ata farma. So many hospitals going to go for. Ya Allah, bypass. Ya Allah, somebody has got cancer, my Allah. Different diseases and sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one of them keep kamil shifa, ya Allah. Shifa kamil, adil, mustaqir, da'im, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different requirements and needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need. We have raised our hands, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others listening in different parts of the world, my Allah. They've raised their hands at this moment, my Allah. Begging you, my Allah, tapping at your door, my Allah. Open your doors of mercy. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties. Remove our problems, my Allah. You are halal mushkilat, ya Allah. You provide for us the best of solutions, my Allah. Grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman, istiqamat, and taqwa, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of ibadah, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasirin, dhulm of the zalimin. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in different parts of the world, ya Allah, make a special madad and nusrat come upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make the Muslims be persecuted, my Allah. Don't make them be tortured, my Allah. Don't make them be butchered, my Allah. Give them izzat, my Allah. Aman in aman, my Allah. Afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannat al-firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our wives. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, suraha, atqi, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, our parents who have passed on, my Allah, any one of them who has passed on, my Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah, grant them the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those requested du'as, answer also all the jais muraz, my Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sab ki du'a, qabul farma. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.